Thank you, John. Olvart, that should be quite interesting. I hope he looks out for the polar bears. Otherwise, yeah, that would be really neat to have the WAUM call sign on it, the expedition. Good stuff. Finally, on this first round through is WSAU Matt. Matt, I was going to tell you the Aero DMR machine last night when you were running the net, but I couldn't transmit. Well, I could transmit, but I obviously wasn't getting into the repeater. But I was able to copy most of the net if I stood up on the second floor of my house and held the HT above my head. So anyway, Matt, what do you have for us tonight?
I was running it with a radio still on my outdoor antenna. It seemed like when I tried it with an HT for my house, it seemed to at least authenticate back and forth, and seemed like it was getting in. But I haven't tried running it from an HT yet. But I'm also probably like 3/4 of a mile closer than you are, so that probably helps a lot with HT coverage, since I think it's on a relatively low antenna. The first thing I was going to say is, it's interesting that this net is kind of has fewer check-ins, because the DMR net last night had, I think, about 7 check-ins, which is more than it's had in quite a while. I think there was a time when we were getting close to 10 for a while, but especially with the various repeaters going off the air and not being able to call it consistently and that sort of thing, the attendance had kind of fallen off. I was happy to see a bunch of people checking in last night, a couple of them after I had already closed the net, but anyhow. And the other thing is that my antenna project, or my issue with my TV antenna, where the top bracket twisted, I fabricated a bracket to be able to attach 2 guy lines to it to guy it just in that one plane, which I think will solve the problem. I still kind of think that it may have just been aligned in just the right way, that it just started oscillating pretty violently with the wind in just the right direction at one time. So I'm not sure that it's going to keep doing that even if I don't guide it. But I think the guiding probably will dampen that oscillation and change the frequency and probably keep it from doing it again. Anyhow, thanks for running that. So basically, you packed that.